Until recently, The Blob was just a campy old B-movie. But a couple of summers ago, ocean researchers, such as Vera Traynor of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, began using that term to describe a strange and unwelcome phenomenon.
In early 2013, there was this anomalous blob of warm water. This just intensified, and it moved around, and by April, it was up against the West Coast.
This huge patch of warmer water wasn't a problem in and of itself, but it played host to a one-celled algae that wreaked havoc with the shoreline ecosystem through its production of domoic acid.
These cells, Pseudonychia, that caused the toxic blooms, were residing in this blob. Then when the blob came to the coast in March and April, that warm water met with the upwelled waters that bring nutrients from depth to the surface. This cell has this capability of taking up nutrients very quickly, like a sponge. So it resulted in a huge coastwide bloom of this organism, resulting in closures of the razor clam fishery, the Dungeness crab fishery, and even rock crab.
Fortunately, those conditions do not appear to be recurring this year, at least not on a large scale. Traynor, who works out of NOAA's labs in Puget Sound, says there is a smaller blob centered in Monterey Bay, which has already prompted the closure of the rock crab season there, but the outlook is better for the coast north of Santa Cruz.
I've heard that there is some warmer water in the Central Pacific and also at depth, but we're not seeing that same anomalously warm water close to the coast. It is disturbing that the rock crab fishery is closed. If we start seeing razor clams with elevated levels of domoic acid, Dungeness crab could follow soon thereafter. But I would say if we don't see something within the next few weeks, we're safe.
That's what Tony Anello was hoping. Anello, a Bodega Bay fisherman and owner of the Spud Point Crab Company, says the partial crab season that completed earlier this year offered encouraging signs if the coming season opens as scheduled on November 5th.
There's only so many legal crabs in the area to catch every year. When those legal crabs are caught, then you're just filtering through sublegals. And seeing the sublegals that we had at the end of the season, it looks like it might be a decent season.
Still, the long-term trends are worrisome, says Paul McElhaney, another NOAA fisheries researcher in the Pacific Northwest. Even without concentrated hotspots like the blob, the gradual acidification of the ocean as a whole spells trouble ahead for crabs.
We did experiments where we reared Dungeness crab larvae in water with controlled amounts of CO2 to simulate current ocean conditions and then the conditions that we might expect to see in the future. And what we found is that there's a lower survival and a slower development rate for the larvae that are reared in the higher CO2 conditions, the sort of conditions that we might expect to see in 50, 100 years.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.